理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 15 Tom Secretly Visits Home. Earlier that day, Tom had found where the river had carried their boat. It wasn't too far down from where they were staying. It was a little hard to find it this evening, due to the darkness, but now he was pulling it out into the river. As soon as the water started to carry the boat without his help, Tom jumped inside. He let the water take him toward the big river boat that had been looking for them earlier. Once he arrived, he quietly tied his boat to a tree near the shore and then climbed up a rope hanging from the big river boat. As soon as he was on the top floor, he heard the bell ring, indicating that the boat was now heading one last time for his village. He hid in the little boat, hanging from the side of the large one, and when the river boat arrived at the village 12 minutes later, Tom climbed back down the rope into the water and swam to the shore. Within minutes, he was back in his aunt's garden, looking through the window into a room where people seemed to be talking. Inside were his Aunt Polly, his brother Sid, Mary, and Joe Harper's mother. They were all talking, but Tom couldn't hear them very clearly, so he went quietly to the front door and entered the house. He was crawling on his hands and knees.
I suddenly feel a little cool. Did someone forget to close the front door? Asked Aunt Polly. Sid, be a good boy and go and close the door.
Hearing Sid coming closer, Tom quickly hid under the table near the door. Luckily, Sid didn't see him.
I know I yelled at Tom a lot, Tom heard his aunt saying, but he wasn't really a bad child. He just had a lot of energy, like any young child. I don't think he tried to be bad. In fact, I don't know a sweeter boy in the whole world than Tom.
And my son Joe was no different. He was always a good boy, too. I was too hard on him. I wish I'd been more kind. Now I'll never get to tell him I'm sorry, cried Joe's mother.
Tom could hear his aunt start to cry.
I feel so terrible. Just yesterday I yelled at Tom for something he did to the cat.
Tom felt tears coming to his eyes as Aunt Polly told this story to Joe's mother. Everyone in the house was crying now. He was surprised to hear how good a boy he'd been. He wanted to run into the room and give his aunt a big hug. But he stayed where he was and listened some more. It seemed that one of Joe's hats had been found a few miles down the river, so the whole village assumed they'd drowned. There was going to be a prayer service for the boys in church on Sunday. After Joe's mother had left and Sid and Mary had gone to bed, Tom could hear his aunt praying for him. He loved her more than ever at this moment because he now knew how much she loved him. He cried again as he listened to her, and she prayed herself to sleep. When he was sure she was sleeping, he carefully walked into her room and looked at her for a while. He felt guilty and wanted to make her feel better. He thought about leaving a note for her so she would find it when she woke up the next day, but then he changed his mind. An idea had suddenly come to him. He kissed his aunt and then started back for the river. He found another small boat tied to the shore and got into it. He took it across the river, close enough so that he could swim to the island. He had wanted to keep the boat, but he realized that people would look for it the following day, so he left it on the shore, hoping they'd think that it just came untied
and drifted across the river by itself. He then swam to the island. By the time he arrived, the sun had begun to rise. He walked through the trees for a while until he could hear the boys talking. He heard Joe say to Huckleberry,
"Don't worry. Tom will be back. He wouldn't just forget about us."
Then Tom surprised them by coming from behind a tree and saying,
"That's right, Joe. I could never forget my fellow pirates."
They all made breakfast, and as they ate, Tom told them what he'd seen and heard.